Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Sophie Becker has joined us in studio, but she wants to hear a bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers before the interview, so just for you. Red Hot Chili Peppers, requested by Olympian Sophie Becker. You'll always be an Olympian, isn't that it? That's always going to be before your name.
Yeah, once an Olympian, always an Olympian, is what they say.
And you've been to two Olympics, Tokyo and Paris.
Yes.
Yes. And this was so exciting this time round, wasn't it?
It was, I think, because there was no COVID, obviously. So it was just everyone could go over and it was in our time zone too, which made such a difference. Like, we all kept saying, this is the closest we're ever going to get to a home games. And it absolutely felt like that. And I think, like, social media has just moved on too. So there was so much coverage of it. And it was just like Olympic fever. I've never experienced it really until this summer. Like, yeah, it really took over.
And they did a brilliant job, the French, didn't they? Like, from start to finish, it was just amazing.
It was a performance, like, it was, yes, a show. And even, like, just the French supporters are crazy. Like, the stadium, okay, the French got the biggest cheer, but then the Irish were right behind that. Like,
well, I was just going to talk to you about that. Just the final of the 4x400 metres, let's get straight into it. Because I was watching it again and again today, and there was the music, right? And you were starting, you were on the first leg. And then there was silence. And then the gun went off. And then this 80,000 roar. Just talk us through that.
Oh, even you recounting it there, it makes me nervous. Like, it gives me butterflies again. Like, it's forever etched into my mind in a good way. Like, I love it. Everyone was like to me afterwards, oh, they were paying like this heartbeat around
the
stadium.
Yes.
Did you hear it? I didn't hear a thing. I don't know. You're just, I suppose you're in the zone. I'm just completely focused on my task ahead, getting us off to a good start. I literally, the camera comes around, I wave, and then it's literally back to like game face on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because I hadn't heard that. I don't know why I wasn't paying attention, because you know, there'd be loads of things going on, you'd be cheering. That heartbeat thing, it's like a tension bed.
Yeah.
That went on before the gun.
Yeah, it did the job. Like everyone, my parents said they couldn't look. They were in the stadium. They were like, oh, I felt so sick when they were playing the heartbeat. My coaches were the same. But yeah, weirdly, I didn't hear it. I think it was a good thing, because if I'd heard that, I don't know how I would have felt.
Yeah, yeah. So you're in the zone. And how is it decided who goes first, second, third, fourth?
So I think I kind of got the short straw at the start. Nobody likes going first because there's a lot of pressure. You know, you're putting the team off first. If I false started, that's it. The team is out. So there's a lot of pressure. And I kind of got put into it. And I will fight people for it now. It's my right, position. Yeah. And then obviously Rashida, everyone knows what a superstar she is. Like, she gets us into the lead. Phil is really good at keeping us in position. And then Charlene is one of the best last leg runners in the world. So put the four of us together, you get something special.
And so close and yet so far away. And at a very close fourth. And at the time, you must have been devastated. There were tears. Everyone was so sad for you back home. But now on reflection, how do you look on it?
Yeah, I still can't believe I cried on live TV. I think all of us can.
That's fine.
No, you know, it got such a good response. It was so raw. I think everyone really, they really liked that we gave our real, true, raw emotions. But now time is a great healer. And although we were so devastated, like now we say we were fourth at the Olympics. Like, it's, you know, the change of how you think about it, how you say it. Like, I never in my life thought I'd be saying that I was a fourth place finisher at the Olympics. And it's made us so hungry.
Is it the cruelest position to be in?
No, like, I'd rather be fourth than fifth, you know? So, I mean, there's no medal for either, but I'd rather be closer than further away. So, no, I don't think it's the worst position.
Yeah. So you're hungry. What age are you?
27.
And when do you hit your peak at 400 metres? Because different distances, different peaks, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think, strictly speaking, they always would have said like 27, 28, 29 around then. But then obviously you have your outliers like Rashida. She's only 21 and she's like one of the best in the world. But I think usually it's like mid to late 20s that you start reaching your peak. So it's a bit of life left in me yet, I think.
So you might see the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in LA. Is that a possibility?
That's the only reason I want to go to LA, just to see them.
Yeah. Well, why are you running so fast? It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Did you run your fastest leg ever at Paris?
I did, but sadly it doesn't count as a PB because it wasn't an individual.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did. It was, I think, just the adrenaline, what's at stake, like the relay, and particularly us six Irish girls, whenever it comes to a relay, we just up the game. Whatever your PB is, forget about it. You're going to go faster. Like, I don't know what it is, because athletics is usually like an individual sport, obviously. So then when you get to run for other people, it just ignites something so special in you. Like, it really just ignites a fire and you want to run faster for the girls.
It's a very exciting time to be in athletics in Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, like, I was reading about you, so you're left-footed, left-handed, and that's what you blame that for not being so good at GAA. That's an excuse. But when you got the ball, and if you didn't have to solo and you didn't have to hop it, you could run very fast with it. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So I think through process of elimination and not being great, I landed on athletics. I started it when I was like, I think 8 or 9. And yeah, typical childhood in the countryside, thrown into every sport under the sun. I was terrible at everything else and just happened to have a bit of like natural speed in me.
Yeah.
By no means a child prodigy, but I just kept at it.
I think from looking at your interviews that you have a very strong work ethic. And where does that come from?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. And I have to put that down, give thanks to my parents. My dad, he is a farmer. He's actually a Board BIA quality assured farmer.
We're going to get onto the egg soon. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Which I think is a fun fact. But He's a farmer. My mom is a nurse, and they've just always worked my whole life. I've grown up with them working so hard to give me, myself, my sister and my two brothers the best childhood that we could get. And I think the four of us were so close in age, my siblings, so we're very competitive as well. So I think that hard working with just always being competitive with your siblings, it's created someone who's like really hungry to succeed.
Brilliant. So Bordby, the reason you're in here today is that it's World Egg Day. Right, very exciting. And you're an ambassador for eggs.
Yes, I know.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you a big egg consumer yourself?
Absolutely. Like, I think as an athlete, you're always trying to look for a quick meal, an easy meal, and something that's healthy. So I think eggs are the perfect.
Yes. Do you have omelets, or what way do you consume your eggs?
Yeah, so usually say after training, I'd go training in the morning, come home, get my lunch. And for lunch, I'd usually have some egg dish of sorts, usually an omelette. It's really high in protein. It's ready so quickly because, you know, my recovery is such a big part of my performance and being a high performance athlete. So eggs, I know it's going to be ready in 10 minutes tops. It's just great.
It's easy.
Yeah, quick.
Eggs are easy. And although your dad is a beef farmer, there is an egg connection. Not chicken eggs, but ostrich eggs.
Everyone loves this story. It's the one thing that stuck. So I don't think ostrich eggs are Bordby equality thing. But I grew up on a farm, and when I was younger, my parents thought ostriches were going to be the next big thing. And lo and behold, they weren't. And so we gave our ostriches to Dublin Zoo. So any of the ostriches there now are ancestors of the Becker family ostriches.
So what age were you when you had ostriches?
I think I was like 3 or 4. I just remember them being terrified.
Are there photographs of you with ostriches?
Yeah, there definitely is, yeah.
It's quite unique, isn't it?
Yeah. That's how I'm fast, I think. I used to race the ostriches.
Yeah. I see there's an Olympic ball happening in November. Will the team be back together?
Yes, we will be. So it's really weird after Paris, you know, especially the relay girls. We spent like a month, 6 weeks together every single day in each other's company. And then like you're just right, bye, that's it. So I'm really looking forward to the Olympic ball, seeing the relay girls, seeing the rest of my teammates, and just meeting up and celebrating everyone being an Olympian. Like, it's so special.
Right. And I've never heard of an Olympic ball before. Is it a new thing?
So there's actually one after every Olympics. One is a special one because it's a centenary ball. So it's literally every Olympian that there's ever been. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, will be coming to this.
That's very exciting,
isn't
it?
It's going to be huge.
Ronnie Delaney, Michael Carruth.
Yeah.
All the greats. Sonia Sullivan. They'll all be there.
Hopefully.
Wow, that's very exciting. I watched your homecoming to your home place of New Ross. You were led into the stadium by a pipe band. You had your little Irish flag and you were waving it there. But it was lovely, wasn't it? Lovely homecoming.
It was so nice. Like, the amount of homecomings we've had from Dublin, Dublin Airport, O'Connell Street, and then obviously a lot of people had their own one at home, and mine was in New Ross, and it was just so heartwarming. Like, I couldn't thank everyone enough for coming out to, like, you know, when I was told I was going to have a homecoming, I was like, nobody's going to come. I think that's like the usual
the fear.
Yes. Yeah. But so many people came, and it was just so special. Like, these people I've grown up with, they've seen me since I was like 5, 6 years old when I was doing community games.
And here you are,
Leinster's.
An Olympian.
Yes, it was just so special.
Now, World Egg Day is on Friday, I should say, not today. And Bordby, you're an ambassador for eggs, and you can go to, you've created some recipes, bordby.ie/eggs. And your dad is an approved Bordby farmer or whatever, and he's very proud of the fact that you're associated with Bordby.
He loves it. All good. Loves it.
Sophie Becker, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you. Now, that's it from us. Cormac's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.